Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Let's talk a little Chiefs and NFL, though, for a few minutes with our guy Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Ross, I know we weren't able to link up, but I must say that the photo, it looked great. How were the ribs? How was the brisket? How was the food on the, I'm assuming, the plaza here in Kansas City?
It was awesome, yes. I was staying, I don't know, what do they call it, Marriott Country Club Plaza or whatever. Okay. And I walked down, met my producer at Jack Stack, and I know everybody has their favorites, and I've been to the place where people say it's the most authentic or whatever. Listen, I don't care. Okay? I just want good-tasting food, and it was delicious. It was great. You know what I really like? Is crowdsourcing from people what their recommendations are, right? So I put on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, okay, KC, what am I ordering? And people had different opinions. A lot of people said the burnt ends. A lot of people said the crown. I don't even know what the crown is. But they said the crown. I got a lot of cheesy corn. So I think I did pretty well. I got the burnt ends. I got the ribs. I got the cheesy corn. I wasn't sure what to do with my third for the combo. I guess I feel like I have brisket a lot. I have pulled pork. I guess I could have done other burnt ends. But I ended up getting, you know, this might sound lame to you guys, I like a nice sliced turkey.
Okay.
I like a nice sliced turkey as a change up with the burnt ends and the ribs. And then I would take, like, I cut up the turkey and I would dip it into my beans. That was delicious. It was like a bean-smothered turkey slice.
I feel like you did pretty well. I always think burnt ends you have to do because you'll go to other cities and they'll claim they're selling you burnt ends, Ross. I'm just going to tell you right now, they're just charring up a different part of the meat. It's not an actual burnt end. In Kansas City, they're giving it to you the proper way.
So, okay, so I know I've asked somebody this before, but you got to explain to me again, what exactly is a burnt end and why don't they do it other places?
So the way that they cheat the system in other places is they'll cook it so it kind of looks like a, like it looks similar in style to it. Here, it's the actual end piece of a brisket, right? It's like
the trimmings from a smoked brisket.
It's the trimming from a smoked brisket. It's just part of the finished brisket piece. And so in other places, they'll just cut it in a cube and be like, here you go, it's a burnt end. It's not the end part. That's where the flavor is.
But what I don't understand is why don't they do that in other cities? Why is Kansas City the only place where I even see burnt ends on the menu?
Laziness is my guess. They think it's trash food or something. I don't know. They're crazy, it's Ross. Delicious. That's the answer. Yeah, yes, I agree.
Everything about it was amazing. And then, because this is not amateur hour, okay, I asked them their desserts. They did have a warmed brownie with ice cream, because I know what I'm doing. I ordered an extra scoop of ice cream because every bite has to be half ice cream, half warm brownie. That was amazing. That's the way you finish it off. The contrast. I'll be happy to do any other Kansas City games the rest of the year. I'm very happy with my Kansas City experience. Although I did think it was interesting, and again, I've created the genre, so we should talk about it, of press box food. Do the Chiefs typically try to do something from the away team? Because
no, normally the press box food, not the case.
Yeah, the press box food was gumbo, like chicken gumbo,
okay,
and fried catfish bites, and I will say I thought the chicken gumbo was pretty good. I poured it sort of over a bed of rice, and maybe I was just so hungry at that point, but I thought it was tasty. But I don't know. I think it's interesting when an organization makes the decision, let's go ahead and let's try to give the away people something that they eat all the time in their home city. I don't know. We could have a much longer conversation about this.
Well, let's talk about the Chiefs. They moved to 5-0 ahead of their bye week. Alex and I both thought that that was the best game they've played all season. Do you think that that's the best the Chiefs have looked?
Yeah, by far. By far. I thought they looked really, really good. I thought Mahomes looked more comfortable than he has all year. They had multiple situations where guys were wide open. We'll see how many more Andy Reid and Mahomes can win together. But I do think we need to start having a conversation about where Andy Reid ranks among the all-time coaches. I mean, what was I watching Monday night? What was I calling? Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster?
And four tight end sets, man.
2024? For the Chiefs, and a 35-year-old Travis Kelce? Mm-hmm. In 2024 for the Chiefs? I mean, it's super impressive against a good Saints defense that they were able to move the ball as well as they did. I mean, honestly, that game shouldn't even have been close. You know, they got bogged down in the red zone and held the field goals, which is unlike the Chiefs. And then Colin Saunders had those incredible back-to-back plays, you know, stuffing Kelce and then the interception return, which was hilarious, obviously.
Yes.
Honestly, you know, I mean, that game, you know, didn't even need to be that close, and they still won by double digits against a team that had played very well through the first 4 weeks.
Do you believe, though, watching Juju Smith-Schuster, that performance in a weird way could cause the Chiefs to not trade for a receiver in a couple of weeks?
That's an interesting observation. I think they will still be very open to it. I think they know what they believe Xavier Worthy is right now, what Justin Watson is and has been, what Sky Moore hasn't been, and even what Juju is now. I don't think Monday night will give them delusions of Juju grandeur, right? I think that they still probably think they'd be better served if they got somebody else in there to be a part of the mix. Especially because what happens if somebody else gets hurt?
Yeah, I think it presents a problem. Certainly there, and I would absolutely go after a wide receiver. Amongst the rest of the AFC, I just want to ask you, since we only got a couple more minutes, I just want to ask you three teams, and I want you to tell me who's better in the AFC. Texans, Ravens, or Bills? Who's the best out of those three? How would you rank them?
Ravens, one. Bills, two. Texans, three. I would say Bills and Texans are pretty close right now. But the Ravens, they've really kind of got that offense and the run game going. You can throw it on them, but they've got the offense and the run game going. Interestingly, the Bills just lost to them, to both those teams, back-to-back weeks. But that was also the worst I've ever seen Josh Allen play. And they didn't have Shakir, who's a critical component of their offense, Khalil Shakir. I still would take the Bills over the Texans, like in a playoff game. I thought the Texans, I thought that was an opportunity for them to kind of make a statement that they're, you know, that they're a true contender. I don't know that they made it. I mean, they won, but I don't know that I was impressed. And now they put Nico Collins on IR. That's not good. I mean, he's kind of the engine that makes the offense go.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL insider here on 96.5 The Fan. We know the news yesterday morning, the Jets firing Robert Saleh. I think if they would have done in the offseason, people wouldn't be all that surprised. But the fact that it happened so early on in the year was what made it a little stunning. What do you think this does, if anything, for the Jets moving forward? I mean, the offense is the problem, not the defense.
Right. And we'll see what decision new interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich makes on the offensive side of the ball. You know, there's all kinds of weird reports out there. There's a report that Saleh was thinking about firing Nathaniel Hackett. Mm-hmm. There's a report that Saleh had given Todd Downing the play calling duties right before he got fired. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on there. I don't think he would have actually fired Hackett because I don't think that would have gone over well with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it is interesting to me. It's kind of like we're sort of getting, and you guys are in a good spot with Mahomes and how good of a guy he is, but we're sort of getting into the NBA-ification. It's definitely not a word of the NFL in that it just feels like Aaron Rodgers runs the organization. You know, they're letting a 40-year-old quarterback who's probably not a top 10 guy anymore dictate the terms.
Yep.
That doesn't seem like a real good recipe for success.
No, 100% with you. The Jets, of course, get the Bills. Somehow, if the Jets were to win, they'd be in first place. That's what's wild about the timing of the firing and everything, but I'm with you. The head coach of the New York Jets is Aaron Rodgers. All right, Ross, appreciate it, man. Glad you enjoyed the barbecue and your time in KC, and we'll try to catch you up here in a couple weeks.
That'd be great. See you guys.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.